With BookBeat, I'm Don Swaim. In Don't Tell the Grown-Ups, Pulitzer Prize-winning novelist Alison Lurie describes two types of children's books which line the library shelves.
First, there are the books that children love and respond to and recognize naturally. This is what I call subversive children's literature.
But not subversive in a political sense.
These are books that take children seriously, that don't try to put over false ideas of what the world is like.
At the expense, Alison Lurie says, of the natural impulses of children.
And then I think there are a lot of books, goody-goody children's books, as Mark Twain called them.
These goody-goody books are about a childhood that doesn't exist, a world in which the only way children grow and learn is from some wise adult.
And what they learn very often is to conform.
Alison Lurie recalls the goody-goody books of her childhood.
There's a little engine or a little steamboat or a little airplane who goes off the tracks or gets into some kind of trouble, and they're rescued by some older engine or tugboat or airplane who teaches them that they must follow the rules and do the right thing.
To Alison Lurie, the real heroes of children's literature are those who buck the system. Dorothy of the Wizard of Oz, Peter Pan and Peter Rabbit. Don't Tell the Grown-Ups, Subversive Children's Literature by Alison Lurie, is now an Avon paperback. Don Swaim, News Radio 88. With BookBeat, I'm Don Swaim. With BookBeat, I'm Don Swaim. Pulitzer Prize-winning novelist Alison Lurie says it's no wonder many children grow up hating to read. They're forced to turn the pages of so-called goody-goody books, especially in school.
There's this normal family, this Dick and Jane family, which the mother stays home and the father goes to work, and the little boy is adventurous and the little girl is timid.
Alison Lurie, author of Don't Tell the Grown-Ups, has no objection to books about manners for children or help books for teenagers, but
it's when the moral lesson is disguised as imaginative fiction that it bothers me.
In Don't Tell the Grown-Ups, Alison Lurie explores what she calls subversive children's literature, books which overturn conventional values. For example, The Wizard of Oz, published in 1900, in which Dorothy refuses to conform to the rules.
She's the one who says to the wizard, "You're a humbug." She's the one who rebels against the witch and pours a pail of water over.
This at a time when little girls were supposed to do what they were told.
And didn't go off and have adventures with strange animals and men they'd never met.
In Alice in Wonderland, one of the villains is a pompous, self-important queen, much like Queen Victoria, which adult fiction of the day couldn't get away with.
But because he was writing for children and disguised it, Lewis Carroll was able to do this.
Don't Tell the Grown-Ups, Alison Lurie's provocative look at subversive children's literature, is an Avon paperback. Don Swaim, News Radio 88. With BookBeat, I'm Don Swaim. With BookBeat, I'm Don Swaim. Pulitzer Prize-winning novelist Alison Lurie says that today's books for young readers are beginning to erase the stereotypes about children.
Now we have plenty of girls going into math, and I think we're even beginning to have boys who are not ashamed to go into the arts.
Alison Lurie teaches children's literature at Cornell and is the author of Don't Tell the Grown-Ups, which studies so-called subversive books for young people, books that break the rules of conformity. Lurie says books for children and books for adults are much alike, although children's fiction tends to have happy endings.
If children are on a quest, they will find what they're looking for. If someone is in trouble, they will be helped.
There is a more obvious difference between children and adult literature.
In children's books, at least books for children in elementary school, there's no sex.
And until recently, death was taboo in children's books. Lurie says Judy Blume's early books were subversive.
For example, she has a book in which menstruation is mentioned. That was a tremendous breakthrough.
Alison Lurie believes the censorship of children's books in school libraries, especially in the Bible Belt, has gone too far.
The Wizard of Oz, for example, has been banned because there's a good witch in it.
Alison Lurie's book, Don't Tell the Grown-Ups, examines some of the classics of children's literature, but is heavily weighted toward the British.
These were the books that moved me when I was growing up.
An Avon trade paperback. Don Swaim, News Radio 88. With BookBeat, I'm Don Swaim.